probably quick key in a little bit, so leave a little room. Yeah, he and I have been talking about that, and there's they got one that's shippable, and he's getting that one, the H50 or whatever the heck they call it. And I like mine real well. It's strong enough. Now, I usually bracket mine, you know, a couple of foot off the ground, and then just before it leaves the eave of the house, the side of the house. Not very high up, maybe 15 foot, 17 foot, you know, but that's enough, you know, and then it'll free span the rest of the way, and it'll even hold something like a GP6 or, you know, something like that. So one of them I'm using, that's what it does. It holds up a GP6. And the other one I use for my wire, and that's got two pulleys on it, so I can pull up two different wires if I wanted. I only have one up on it. The other pulley is just free right now. And but you know, that was the thought. And then I figured, I could run two, you know, in this plane, and then I could run another different kind of wire in the other plane, is, you know, unless they interacted. You know, I was thinking at that time, I was thinking maybe, you know, something for 160 in this plane, and you know, and then the rest of another plane. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I run wires usually through 40. And, you know, after that I go to something else. But I happen to have 20 on my fan dipole, for better or worse. It is, you know, I've never really played with a wire on 20, so that's all new to me.